Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook. I'm Stephen Baxter. Thursday this week is St. Patrick's Day. Following the pandemic-enforced restraint of last year, there was hope that this year's global celebration of all that is Irish would be particularly warm and exuberant. With the wonderful developments in lighting technology, the tradition has developed that many iconic buildings around the world glow with a vivid green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The Empire State Building, the Eiffel Tower, the Sydney Opera House, the Niagara Falls, amongst others. However, with the unspeakably tragic events in Ukraine, blue and yellow will probably rightly continue to be dominant as prominently displayed colours around the world as expressions of solidarity with and support for Ukraine. Indeed, the Irish Taoiseach Michael Martin has asked Irish embassies around the world to encourage participating landmarks to continue shining in the blue and yellow of Ukraine rather than the green of Ireland. Indeed, many St. Patrick's Day celebrations this year may be much more muted than had been hoped. It's therefore perhaps an especially appropriate year for reflecting on what is known about St. Patrick, the revered evangelist and bishop of the Irish peoples, and on what he taught. Fortunately, two of the best-known stories about St. Patrick, his use of shamrock to teach the principle of the Trinity, and his expulsion of all snakes from Ireland, are both probably fake stories. We are fortunate that St. Patrick left two letters. His letter to the soldiers of a king, Caroticus, responsible for capturing and enslaving members of Patrick's Christian community, and his autobiographical confession, or declaration of St. Patrick. I'll read an extract from St. Patrick's confession, with its echoes of St. Paul's writings. "But I see myself exalted even in the present world beyond measure by the Lord, and I was not worthy, nor such that he should grant me this. I know perfectly well, though not by my own judgment, that poverty and misfortune becomes me better than riches and pleasures. For Christ the Lord, too, was poor for our sakes, and I, unhappy wretch that I am, have no wealth even if I wished for it. Daily I expect murder, fraud, or captivity, or whatever it may be, but I fear none of these things because of the promises of heaven. I have cast myself into the hands of God Almighty, who rules everywhere, as the prophet says, 'Cast thy thought upon God, and he shall sustain thee.'" There's uncertainty around the early life of St. Patrick. However, he was probably born in Cumbria, possibly near Carlisle. His father was described as a tax collector and a deacon in the church. However, Patrick was not particularly committed to the Christian faith as a young man. Around the age of 16, he was kidnapped by pirates and was taken to Ireland, where he was forced to work as a shepherd. It was during this time that his faith developed through prayer. He eventually managed to find his way back home to Cumbria. At some point following his return, he had a transformational vision, as he described in his confessions. "There I saw in the night the vision of a man whose name was Victoricus, coming, as it were, from Ireland with countless letters, and he gave me one of them. And I read the opening words of the letter, which were, 'The voice of the Irish.' And as I read the beginning of the letter, I thought that at the same moment I heard their voice. They were those beside the wood of Vaucluth, which is near the western sea, and thus did they cry out as with one mouth, 'We ask thee, boy, come and walk among us once more.'" Patrick responded to this vision by committing himself to the mission to convert the Irish. He was appointed bishop around 431 and travelled extensively, preaching, baptising, and teaching monks and nuns, and establishing the foundations and structure of the Irish Church. He worked hard to reconcile the various tribal chieftains. However, to secure his impartiality, he refused to accept gifts. This meant that he was not protected and was captured at least once, as he described in his confession. They laid hands on me and my companions, and on that day they eagerly wished to kill me. But my time had not yet come, and everything they found with us they took away, and me they put in irons. And on the 14th day the Lord delivered me from their power, and our belongings were returned to us because of God and our dear friends whom we had seen before. In contrast to those seeking to wield influence at the time, Patrick would not play the political games of self-protection and self-promotion, and remained committed to preaching the gospel, speaking against secular authority where he believed the progress of the gospel was being compromised. In what has become known as the breastplate of St. Patrick, he celebrated his reliance on the strength of God. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's work to speak to me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me. So let us learn from St. Patrick's example of not succumbing to the ways of those focused on earthly power. And let us pray in particular at this time that the Russian Orthodox Church displays the same conviction and courage as St. Patrick in standing up to secular authority and in pleading with the Russian regime to cease the grotesque evil of the invasion of Ukraine. Almighty God, who in your providence chose your servant Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people, keep alive in us the fire of the faith he kindled, and strengthen us in our pilgrimage towards the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us for our reflection. Do join us, if you're able, in the church for the fundraising event on Friday at 6 p.m. with the Choral Scholars, all in support of the Red Cross appeal for Ukraine. May God bless you.